Now, it's either my imagination or that record is finished. Now, would you just look at this for me here a minute? How many seconds does that say is left?
35.
34, 33, etc. And it's finished. Well, that's just great, isn't it? Thanks very much, James, but no thank you. Right, okay, let's talk about the sort of new night school question. We've always had the one of if you could meet what... No. The one, of course, has always been...
Who would you most like to snog?
Thank you, Rachel. That's the one. But we introduced another one about 2 months ago, which is...
Who would you like to meet and what would you ask them?
That's the one. Hey, Rachel could be doing this very much. And basically, who would it be, Louisa?
Take that and why are you so rubbish?
Oh my god. I don't believe it. Somebody's just said take that or rubbish on this programme. Don't worry about it, everybody else listening, okay? She was joking. Weren't you?
Yeah. She's shaking her head here. Jackie?
I'd like to meet Ben Elton, but I don't know what to say to him.
What would you say to... I was going to say...
What would you say to Ben Elton?
I don't know.
Would you get a chance to say anything, though?
Probably not.
Laura?
I'd ask Sean Maguire whether he preferred starring in EastEnders or Grange Hill, and why.
And what do you reckon he'd say? I reckon he'd say...
EastEnders.
Yeah. Isn't that new music awful?
I prefer the old one. It's better.
Yeah, I suppose it's better. No, I agree. It's better than the old one, but it's still pretty tacky, isn't it? The saxophone. And the glossed over map.
Yeah.
Never mind. Rachel?
E17. Well, this is sad.
I can't. I don't know. Why are E17 so sad?
Too miserable.
Why have they got such an attitude problem?
Yes.
They're
always swearing.
I mean, but you see, that's what you want, because people swearing a lot, that means they're hard, doesn't it?
Mm.
That means they're really cool, doesn't it? Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, rock on E17. Anyway, listen, it's 80s Bank Holiday Monday from Beacon. That means we are playing 80s music non-stop. We have been doing since 6 o'clock this morning, because when Rachel woke up this morning, what was on?
Ghostbusters.
That's right. Super. No, we've been playing 80s hits all day long. We continue with 4 80s songs back-to-back with no interruptions whatsoever. We have a hit... I can't say this. A blitz of hits. Say it for me.
A blitz of hits.
From the 80s next.
Take 5 at Renault Wolverhampton.
And it's out
now. 80's greatest memories. Beacon Radio.
Young teacher. Imagination never lets us take the bait.
Beacon Radio.
Yet another blitz of hits, 4 songs back-to-back from the 1980s on Beacon. It is, of course, 80s classics all day long today, through until 2 o'clock in the morning. But every hour between now and 10, we are having 4 of them without any interruptions whatsoever. And there they were for this hour, weren't they?
Yeah.
Read the cards. I'm going to get in touch with their agent this long. They ain't following their script. Now, it's the best night school party very soon on Monday the 14th of June. It's at Fox's Nightclub, which is in Wolverhampton. And basically, everybody that's been on night school since it started in January will automatically get invited. And anybody that was on night school before then, if they write in to us, if you get in touch with us here at the usual address, then we will send you your invites. Simple as that. Couldn't be easier, could it? It's going to be a massive, massive do. This programme will be live from there in the evening between 6 and 8. And then as soon as we go off air, we're going to have the award ceremony. So we'll have the ultimate who you most like to snog. Out of all the forms that everyone's filled in, which you haven't done yet, we must give you your forms to fill in later. We'll add it all up and we'll see who is the person that everyone most liked to snog, and the favourite film and the favourite music and all that sort of stuff. Plus we'll have awards for the best school, the best jingle singers, and it's going to be a fun night. And then following that little lot, there'll be a party and a couple of bands appearing on stage, and it'll be a darn good night. You're going to be there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fox's Lane, Wolverhampton. It's Monday the 14th of June. Details on the way in the post. And what's more, to those of you that haven't been on night school and want to come, the doors will be open and it won't cost you much to get in. Super.
Super.
Super. And just let me clarify at this point, it's free to those of you that have already been in. That's why I said about invitations. Okay, thank you. Right, and if you do want to get in touch with us to say,
Oi!
I was on night school in December. I want to come. This is the address. 267 Techno Road, Wolverhampton. And we'll send you the details. Right, let's talk soaps, shall we? I feel that soapy type talk coming on as night school progresses. Rachel, what is your favourite soap?
Home and Away.
And your favourite character?
Sean Maguire of EastEnders.
Okay. And Laura?
Home and Away, Sean Maguire.
Oh, God. It's not going to be the Sean Maguire fan club in here, is it?
Yeah.
Jackie?
EastEnders.
And?
Sean Maguire.
Louise?
Home and Away. I'm Fluffy the Cat.
Fluffy the Cat. Yeah. Okay, Louise, you can have the naked soap star question. There is Fluffy the Cat standing before you. What will you dress him in? Yes.
Pair of jeans.
Yeah, why not? No, let's give it to the other three of you, Jackie, Laura and Rachel. You all said Sean Maguire, so what you can do is a layer each, basically. I mean, that seems like the fairest way. There he is, our little Sean Maguire, standing in front of you, wearing not a lot. And basically, it's up to you to dress him up. Go on.
Calvin Klein's.
Pair of jeans.
Levi's.
T-shirt.
That's it.
The poor lad doesn't get anything on his feet.
No. Going barefoot.
He's going barefoot, is he? Oh, fair enough. Right, okay, and finally for this little bit, what about your favourite films that you've ever seen? What is your big film? Doesn't have to be this year, it can be any time. Louisa?
Point Break.
Oh, good film. It's, I know, it's a weird sort of film. I'm surprised that it appealed to such a young age group, because you must have been quite young when you first saw that. You must have been, what, 12?
I don't know, 13.
But I mean, it really is a good film, isn't it? Appeal to a wide age group. Jackie?
Indecent Proposal.
Oh, the one that's out at the moment with Demi Moore, Robert Redford and that other guy.
Woody Harrelson.
Thank you. Yes, and would you, this is the question, later in your life say, Robert Redford walks up to you and says, hello, darling.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't, okay. Laura?
Pump up the volume.
Shake my hand! Yeah! That is just the best film that ever existed, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is just... I watched that about four times at the cinema and then brought the video. It's just excellent. Nothing... Not because it's to do with radios.
No.
Nothing like that. Rachel?
Backdraft.
Yeah. I think the only problem with Backdraft was there was no plot. You know what I mean? Didn't you find that? Yeah, it was great. Special effects were wonderful. But the storyline did seem to have been a bit non-existent from start to finish, you know. Boy meets girl, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and on it went. But never mind, we're all entitled to our own opinion. Okay, who you'd most like to snog in your dedications coming up in just a moment. Plus, the film and video winning weekend continues from Beacon. Punt and Dennis on video could be yours if you are basically correct in identifying a song in Pick and Guess. That's what the competition's called this Bank Holiday Monday evening, Pick and Guess. And if you want to have a go, ring me now. It's a dead easy competition, and we'll play it next.